Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Listen to Classroom DNA with Ms. Phyllis Alston. This one-half-hour show is designed especially for parents, but it's for anyone who wants to ensure that each child reaches their full potential. Classroom DNA is on the air every Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, tune into Our Perspective, Thoughts from a New Generation, with Ms. Naila Ogle. Our Perspective is on every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. This weekly show offers its listeners a chance to hear impactful topics from America's next generation. Also join special media correspondent James Ogle on Our Perspective for a monthly segment on personal power and what it takes to be successful. Interested in being a broadcaster? Or would you like to sponsor one of our shows? Give us a call at 773-609-2226. That's 773-609-2226. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, Executive Producer. You're listening to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All black, all news, all you. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Alston, increasing and reaching your child's full potential. Each week, our objective is to help you as a parent, guardian, or loved one direct the path of a young person by empowering you with knowledge and understanding. Each week, you will be enlightened and moved into a position of positive parental involvement and influence. I am Phyllis Alston, and I am the founder of the National Parent Education Center, where we educate parents on education, help parents create quality education for their child, and advocate with parents on educational issues.
Welcome to Classroom DNA. Hello, hello, hello. Today is going to be a phenomenal show. I'm Phyllis Alston, and I want to welcome you and thank you for joining us. Today's show is your maximum potential. Learn how to operate from it daily. Your maximum potential, learn how to operate from it daily. Let's start off by asking you some questions or stopping your actions right now. If you are about to go tell somebody off or give them a piece of your mind, stop. Stop. If you say, I'm going to do me, then all I'm going to ask you is, which are you going to do? And if you are about to call someone and tell them, I'm sorry, I apologize, I forgive you, or could you forgive me, just wait. Put the brakes on it, okay? Now, as far as the last one, if you're about to call someone and tell them, I'm sorry, I apologize, I forgive you, or could you forgive me, if spirit is telling you to do this, okay, go ahead and do it. But if you are about calling them, looking for some type of return or expecting an apology, I don't know why you have to be the one to make the first step, or I don't know why I have to be the one to make this first step. I want you to wait until after the show, okay? Because I think you're going to get a lot of insight into you and how you operate from maximum potential. So I want you to wait until you listen to this lesson. Again, today's show is about operating from your maximum potential. Now, just want to give you some background information. Yesterday, I used the term full potential, which is not the same as maximum potential, and I kind of toyed with it last night. I said, oh, that's not the right term. That's not the message I want to convey. So this morning, I said, let me rephrase that. It's operating from your maximum potential. So let's discuss the difference. Full potential means you are totally charged up, okay? And some great synonyms for full potential or full, for the word full, it means you complete. When you're full, if I said full potential, I'm talking about the quantity, okay? I don't want to talk about the quantity in this show. I want to talk about the quality. So when we think about maximum, another synonym for maximum is supreme. So what I want to get across to you today is I want you to operate from your supreme potential. Not maximum, supreme potential. That's about the quality of you. not how much of you have to give. I'm going to give you peace of my mind. I don't need to know all of that. It's not about the quantity of you. It's about the quality of you. So when we talk about maximizing your potential today and operating from the maximum potential of you, we're talking about operating from the supreme of you, the greatest of you. Now, right now, you may be tired, exhausted, but you can still operate from the greatest of you, the supreme you, your maximum potential. On the other hand, right now, you can also be completely energized, mentally sound, and you may choose to operate from the least of you, the reckless of you. Remember, you're creating your world. We'll be right back with Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, and we're talking about operating from the max, from your maximum potential on today's show, Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Austin. You know, parenting is very difficult. I don't know too many parents who can raise a child to 18 years of age without getting stuck, not knowing what to do. So I would like you to visit householddna.com and view the Household DNA Parenting Pyramid. Learn about the 7 principles of parenting, 4 of which you should be actively doing every day. Next, visit phyllisaustin.com and click on the Power Bookstore for great parent resources. You can pick up my latest book, God Has Not Forgotten You, written for teenagers and college students. While there, get your copy of my ever-popular book, From Parent to Power. Don't parent in fear. Visit PhyllisAustin.com today for your book and parent resources. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. And we are talking about operating from your maximum potential, the greatest of you. It's a quality, not a quantity. And at the beginning of the show, I asked you 3 questions, or I stated 3 dispositions. First, are you about to go tell somebody off or give them a piece of your mind? I said, stop. And then I said, if you say, I'm going to do me, I'm going to ask you which you. So that's a stopping point. Let's talk about which you. And if you've been listening to this show, you know that there are 3 yous. There are 3 yous. Yes, you're not schizophrenic. There's 3 yous. And you know this. It is important to understand your yous and their quality level. So let's take a look at the first you and its quality level, okay? The first you is the body. And if you don't know the 3 U's, so let me go ahead and give them to you. The body, the mind, and the spirit. And you can say the soul if you want to interchange it with the mind, or some people use the soul as where the spirit resides, okay? But if I say body, mind, and spirit, you got it, okay? You put that soul wherever you want to or interchange it, whichever one. The first you is the body you, okay? And you can choose to operate from the body you. Now, the body, as I stated before, the last couple of weeks, the body, the flesh, is about cravings. And as you know, cravings come and cravings go, okay? So cravings are very temporary. So, again, which you are you going to operate? If you hear all 3, when we finish with all 3 U's, you should be able to make a conscious decision on which you're going to operate from. So let's go and talk about this first you, the body you. This is the outermost, that craving, the flesh. It comes and it goes. It's very temporary. And the life expectancy of a craving or a body is temporary. So right away, you're talking about poor quality. And I love people who say, I'm going to go tell them off. And they go tell this person off. And then the next day, I told them off yesterday. Why are they still behaving the same way? Why are they still doing that to me? Because you operated from the body you, the emotional you. That stuff is temporary. People forget, okay? You know, it's a lot of times when you look around our life and we think about, wow, my life is a poor quality. Well, probably because you've been operating from the body of you, that poor quality aspect of you, okay? When you create relationships. I do watch reality TV from time to time. And if you just listen to what's going on in today's world as far as relationships, especially husband and wife, I'm trying to get him from her or get her from him and all this other stuff. But guess what? It's temporary. They come over and they do whatever, and you have them for a little bit of time, and they go on about their business. Why? Because you're operating from the body of you. It reminds me, oh, Lord, something my aunt, my mother used to say when I was growing up. And it was one saying, whatever you're willing to show, you're easily willing to let it go. Okay? Now, listen to some of the synonyms for poor quality. Now, I have connected your operate from the body of you to poor quality. Okay? So let's talk about poor quality. First of all, think about in terms of when you buy an outfit that's a poor quality. It's dull. Okay? It doesn't last long. It'll do. It's fair. Common. Nah, so-so. You buy a car, poor quality. It'll do. It's common. It's so-so. Give me where I'm going. Give me where I'm coming. It's temporary. It's run-of-the-mill. It's conventional. I could tolerate it, okay? And that's what you start to bring in your life when you operate from the body you. Temporary gratification, run-of-the-mill, anybody can do it. It's just common. And you wonder why you in a common sort of life. And you passing this down to your children. So you told them off, you competed at the body level, and it's common, and you have all this strife, and it's temporary because nothing gets changed, because it's only a temporary change. When you operate from the body you, it's something that goes and comes, just like a craving. It goes and it comes. It's emotional. One way I feel this way, I feel that way. One minute I love them, the next minute I don't. I love my kids. I don't like my kids. I love you. I don't like that. I want this. I don't want that. This is great food today. It's horrible food tomorrow. Okay, that's the body side of you. I'm going to tell them off. It really doesn't stick. I'm going to tell her off, and then they act in the same way toward me. It's funny. You understand the life you're creating when you operate from the body of you? Good. Don't do that, because we're better than that, okay? But you need to understand that. Now, the next level of which you can operate from is from the mind. And I stated that the mind is that rational part, okay? Now, when you operate from the mind, at least you get into good quality. That's if you have the right knowledge and understanding in your mind to use it. You're not looking at something that's brown and calling it blue. You're operating from a base of truth and understanding. But at least we're coming to good quality, okay? And when you operate from your mind tends to rationalize things. It kind of lets you know, okay? You might not want to do that, because that's going to be the cause, and then that's going to be the effect. Now, let me say something about cause and effect, because when you start operating from the mind, your mind starts drifting into cause and effect, more so than the body. The body is not going to do that. The body just wants what it wants now. But when you operate from the mind, cause and effect, but here's the funny thing about cause and effect. There's something that's a precursor before the cause. It's the mindset. So you have to start developing your mind. But at least when you operate from the mind, you rationalize, you think about things. Again, you got to have the right knowledge in there, in your mind. Now, for all of these, let me make a disclaimer here before I continue. We're not talking about getting to full potential or filling it up. We're talking about the quality aspect. And we're not talking about increasing what you have or training. We're just talking about every day when you get up, you can make a proper decision or a better decision to operate at a certain standard of quality. If that's poor quality and every choice that you make is poor quality, then you're going to get poor quality results. Temporary, not going to last long. Okay? It's like looking for love in all the wrong places. Okay, doing things that have no longevity. My son said it best. If you bounce a check, you have to ask, when you write a check and you know it's going to bounce, you got to ask yourself, are you just trying to make it to the payday or whatever? You know, checks hit now in one day. But he said, if you're going to do that, do you understand that that may be temporary to get to tomorrow? That's not a permanent solution, okay? So when we start operating with the mind, we are thinking rationally and reasonably with the information that we have. We're not saying it's good information sometimes, but at least with the information, we're trying to put some cause and effect, some level of discernment. So your life expectancy of the results or your actions are going to be longer lasting. Let's look, and I stated that this is of good quality. So we move, we transition from poor quality to good quality if we stop operating the body and start moving to operating in the mind or from the mind. Here are some synonyms. Good. It's good. It's above the average. It's the preferable thing to do. It's distinguishable. It's more advanced. Noteworthy. Of higher rank, primary, finer. Those are good quality or of good quality synonyms. You start to see the difference? So right now, we've talked about two qualities. We're talked about because we, well, in talking about the two qualities, we have connected them to two of the three U's. The body, when you operate from the emotional, that flesh state is temporary. The mind, when you operate from that state, is longer lasting. It's of good, better quality. It's of what we call good quality. You're listening to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. We're talking about operating from your maximum potential, and you're going to learn how to operate from it daily today. Let's go to commercial break, and we'll be back.
Hello, this is Phyllis Austin, founder of the National Parent Education Center. When I first started this organization, I wanted to make sure that parents understood what a quality education is and what it looks like. Do you know that most state constitutions only provide for an adequate education? Here at the National Parent Education Center, we help parents create and receive a quality education for their child. Please support our efforts by making a $5 donation. You may donate more, but please donate. Visit tnpec.org and donate now. Thank you.
For Classroom DNA show topics and information, text tnpec.org to 23559. Again, for Classroom DNA show topics and information, text TNPEC.org to 23559. Welcome back to Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin, and we're talking about maximizing your potential in a way of operating from your maximum potential. And we're talking about the standard of quality. Feel free to call in. Our call in number is 347-855-8603. Again, that's 347-855-8603. We left off talking about good quality, operating from the mind, rationalized. And it's not just about cause and effect, it's about the mindset. Okay? So you have to realize what's in your mind that you know what's not. And when you operate from the mind, you really are going to develop a good quality life. However, you also have to be honest about what's in your mind and what you have knowledge of, knowledge and understanding, and what you don't have knowledge and understanding of. So a lot of times what happens as you are operating from the mind, you're telling yourself. A lot of educated people operate from the mind. Okay, I'm educated, I'm highly educated, I know this, I know that. But what you need to tell yourself and look out, are you getting your results, the results that you want? And if not, you may need to go into training. And this is where we get to life is a classroom. You have to constantly learn new things to be able to expand what's going on. I gave you one example, and I spoke of this before. I was in at a school last year, and we were approaching the winter break, and the kids wanted to have a food fight. And I stated to myself, wow, at this school they want to have a food fight and be a little bit destructive. At the other school, they were trying to get you to have a party. The only difference was the mindset, that you can only operate in your mind what you have knowledge of. And if you don't expand your knowledge base, what you have knowledge of, then you cannot expand the quality or your decisions, the quality, your decisions and their quality. In essence, you must move through your thoughts and able to think certain thoughts and able to change your life if you are more of a rational person. And guess what? You're going to have to include knowledge and understanding, build your bank of knowledge and understand your reservoir so you can start thinking different thoughts. That's how you start operating from a quality standard, okay, a good quality standard. So if you're in a position, you look around you and your life is hectic, it's going down, it's spiraling downward, and you think about it, more than likely, I guarantee, okay, you're operating from your body. You're being very emotional, and that's why you're creating the life that you're creating. It's all about how you create your life, and you're the creator of your life, believe it or not. When you talk about a better quality, you talk to people who have a better quality of life, then they probably use some more rationales. They think more, but they always learning something. And you will see them, instead of going home gossiping, probably they probably into a class, they're learning something, and they probably meditating to get to that next level or a combination of these levels. So let's go to the third level. The third level, it's operating from the spirit of you. Remember I stated there are three yous. There's the body, there's the mind, there's the spirit. Now, some of you say soul. Soul usually have two areas. Some people interchange soul for the mind, and some people say soul is where the spirit exists in the body. But body, mind, and spirit kind of really put those lines of demarcations where you can really understand the difference in each one. So now you have the opportunity to operate from the spirit of you, that supreme you. Let's start off with some synonyms to maximum, because I said the maximum potential. I just stated it, if you didn't catch it. The maximum potential is to operate from the spirit of you, the spirit within you. Now let's look at the words for the synonym for maximum I gave as supreme. So we're talking about creating a supreme life when you operate from the spirit of you, the maximum you. So let's look at some synonyms for supreme. Excellent. Highest. Preeminent. Prime. Ultimate. Equaled, unmatched, unparalleled, unsurpassable, maximum. Isn't that awesome? When you talk about supreme potential, you're talking about the greatest in power, authority, or rank, paramount and dominant, the greatest in importance, degree, significant character, or achievement. Now, if I'm bringing this to you, why would you want to operate any other way? And Spirit's telling me to ask them, why do you want to operate any other way when you decide to operate from the spirit of you? Check it out. you're creating longer lasting results, better quality results, top quality, supreme quality, maximum quality results. Why would you? The only reason is that you have not been trained. You don't know. So I'm telling you to do this. Know this. Now, it's going to take some training. We'll talk about that in the next show. We talked about it in the last show. Okay? We'll talk about more in the next couple of weeks when we're talking about creating your life. But it takes some training because you have to determine which part of you is talking at any particular time. My mother used to say something. She said, Phyllis, you can't control people. And that was a very true statement because what that taught me, that telling people off, you can light a fire you cannot put out because it's emotional, okay? It's temporary. It has no longevity. It's not coming from a place of good quality. It's not coming from a place of supreme quality. It's coming when you talk about telling somebody off. I guarantee you're not telling somebody off in the spirit. I want to tell them off in spirit. No, you're not. They have done something, and you are talking, and you're going to speak to the body of them or the mind of them. Because if you were speaking, we learned this last week, from spirit, from the spirit of you to the spirit of you, some of the things that you claim that you're going to say in spirit cannot be said. I'm going to spiritually tell them off. Then who are you speaking to? Which part of you, which part of them are you speaking to? Because if I'm going from spirit to spirit, how can I tell the spirit off in another person? That's like God. Seriously? Come on. Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be for real. Let's go back and then move forward. So let's go back to these three questions I asked earlier, and then we're going to get narrow down this learning. If you're going to tell somebody off or give them your peace of mind, stop. Because you're about to engage in low-level behavior. You're about to give them a piece of your mind. No, you're not. You're about to give them a piece of your emotion. Your emotional flesh, okay, what you want to do at that time. And if you sit back and you think about it long enough, if the desire goes away, or the craving is a lower standard of desire, if it goes away in a day, guess what? That was about your body trying to tell them off, your flesh. You were upset. Stop. Don't do that. It's low-grade behavior. It's poor quality. You're a winner. You're better than that. If you say, I'm going to do me, then all I have to ask, which you are you going to do? Are you going to do the body you? Temporary satisfaction. Are you going to do the mind you? A little bit long, greater satisfaction. At least you engage in quality you. Or are you going to do from the spiritual you where you are the supreme you? And if you're about to call someone and tell them, I'm sorry, I apologize, I forgive you, or could you forgive me, I want you to wait. And this is why I wanted you to wait. This is the big wait. This is the reason. Because I want you to understand your forgiveness can be from either level. Are you forgiving them from the body because you're craving, I'm going to forgive them, and I expect this to come back, they're going to say I'm sorry? You might not get that result. Are you forgiving them from the mind? You rationalize, at least that's a little bit better, okay? Because if you rationalize this cause and effect, more than likely you don't really expect anything from them. You may kind of, well, if they do, fine, if they don't, fine. But you kind of feel good. You probably rationalize, I need to forgive them. But if you're truly forgiving them, apologize, saying I'm sorry, and I don't really say I'm sorry too much, but because when I say I'm sorry, that means I'm really using empathy. I have placed myself in your situation. I understand what you're going through, okay? But if I feel I've done something wrong, usually I apologize, I forgive you, or could you forgive me? I want to do that from my spirit to their spirit. And sometimes to reach that point, I know if I think about them in their humanness, in their human way, in their mind and body, it's not going to come out right. This week, I kind of toiled with this. And I said, you know, I have to get into the position of really saying, because I acted out of anger, and that's one thing I don't like to do, and I think I haven't acted out of anger. I acted out of anger within the last 6 months. Yeah, so and I felt that I was, you know, it was one of those things where, yeah, I was kind of right. Well, I was right, but it wasn't the right thing to do. And it wasn't like it was a bad thing, but it wasn't right because I knew I was greater than that. And I rationalized it, so it wasn't total anger, it wasn't total body. It was more, it was in between the mind and the spirit, but it wasn't at the best of me. I wasn't operating at the maximum level of me. And so I had to, because of what the person did, I knew I couldn't just look at it from body to body or spirit to body, taking from my spirit to their body. The only way I could get to that maximum me was to put myself and speak from my spirit, but speak to their spirit. And that's really how I started off the conversation, the contact, from, you know, to the spirit of so-and-so. Okay? I acted out of anger. You know, I apologize. Will you forgive me? And then I was able to take it up a notch and deal with, you know, to so-and-so. That was the body and the mind of them. It was able to offer that without any expectations, and it was really free for me. I didn't know that at the time, but once I finished, I was like, wow, I feel really good. And it was long-lasting because it was the best of me, the supreme of me, the uppermost of me. And that's where we have to ask ourselves. That's where our choice becomes a true understanding of who you are, because you are you're a three-dimensional being. And any time you choose to operate from less than the best, you bring into less than the best of you. You have to ask yourself, at what standard do I want my life to exist? Which standard of existence do I want my life to reflect? And I want it to reflect the best standard, the best of me. So from throughout the day, you're going to make choices of how you want to operate. And I hope you operate from the spirit. Go deep down inside. Even if you're tired at this moment, you can go deep down inside. Take a moment or two before you perform that next action and ask yourself, am I operating from the spirit? Now, granted, you have to learn when spirit speaks to you. That's not what this show is about. You have to learn how to recognize spirit talking to you. If you take some good drugs, you might think spirit is talking to you. That's the drug talking. Oh, that's just an example. So you may have to learn. You have to learn. It's your due diligence to learn how spirit talks. You're going to have to go to meditation. That's another show. But right now, this show focuses on the three parts of you and your decision to operate from your maximum potential, your supreme potential. The most supreme potential that you have within you, the greatest importance, the greatest within you. And the greatest within you and of you is not your body, it's not your mind, it's your spirit. So operate from your maximum potential daily. You have been listening to Phyllis Austin of Classroom DNA, and I love doing this show. I just want to thank you for tuning in. And I am going to play Earth, Wind, and Fire. You are a winner right now. And I really want you to listen to this because you are a winner. Let's stop engaging in poor quality, low quality behavior, that telling somebody off. I can go on and on. I can rant with that one, eating bad food and everything. Okay? But let's get into the good. And in your life, look around. If there's not enough good in your life, it's probably because you're operating from the poor quality of you, okay? You want more good? Operate from the supremeness of you. Try it. Trust me. Lent coming up. We're going to talk about cocooning before Lent so we can break out of, breakout transition to breakout of an old shell transition into something spectacular. I want to thank you. Until next week, the Classroom DNA with Phyllis Austin. I want you to listen to You Are a Winner by Earth, Wind, and Fire as we exit. Thank you, and thanks for joining us today.